my friend, there you have it. I said it's the easy, simple way. If you fail to do this, don't blame her if she looks my way. Cause I'm gonna treat her like a lady. So actually, I'm gonna treat her like a lady. She's giving me love to look and see. You know what I mean.
It's 7 o'clock at WRJM. Let's check our morning news. Let's do it.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJM, Racine, Kenosha.
This segment of Face the Nation on the radio is presented by Eggland's Best.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Democrats who fled Texas to avoid a redistricting vote are wanted lawmakers this morning. Reporter Chris Fox has details from the Capitol.
Texas Republicans have issued arrest warrants for their Democratic colleagues. Governor Abbott's ordered Texas state troopers to return them to the state Capitol. And GOP House Speaker Dustin Burrows is trying to guilt them into returning.
Disaster recovery, fighting for the families who lost loved ones in the floods. But instead of confronting those challenges, some of our colleagues have fled the state.
Many of the Texas Democrats are in Illinois. State Rep John Busey is one.
Greg Abbott is prioritizing Donald Trump with this special session instead of taking action to help the flood victims of Central Texas.
Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
The U.S. Justice Department is launching a grand jury investigation into the alleged Russiagate conspiracy. Correspondent Michael Wallace has that story.
The probe comes 3 weeks after Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard released declassified files about Russia's actions during the 2016 election. She claimed the Obama administration developed a fake intelligence report saying Russia tried to help get President Trump elected.
What followed afterward can only be described as a years-long coup and a treasonous conspiracy.
Wildfires are scorching parts of the West this morning. The Gifford Fire north of Los Angeles has exploded in size as it tears through Los Padres National Forest. It's now charred more than 72,000 acres. Sacramento Metro Fire Captain Mark Nunez.
This is a very rapidly, fast-moving fire through steep terrain with lots of dry vegetation. It takes a lot of personnel to take on something of this size.
A fire on the north rim of the Grand Canyon has reached what's called mega fire status. The reward is now up to $10,000 for information leading to Michael Paul Brown. He's the former U.S. soldier suspected of shooting four people to death at a bar in Anaconda, Montana, Friday morning. This man lives nearby.
It's an uneasy feeling knowing that there's someone out there that has the capacity to do this, and we don't know where they are.
Police have been using canine detection units and drones with heat detection technology to try to find him. Forbes has just released its list of the 100 most powerful people in business for 2025. Topping the list, NVIDIA's founder and CEO, Jensen Huang. Fortune's Matt Heimer explains.
He really feels like a no-brainer at number one at a time when artificial intelligence is becoming the focus of so many people's business activities.
Microsoft's Satya Nadella comes in second. Dow futures down two. This is CBS News.
Eggland's Best, the only eggs with more fresh and delicious taste, plus superior nutrition. Eggland's Best, better taste, better nutrition, better egg.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It should be an interesting evening in Sturtevant. There's a village board meeting tonight, and the Sturtevant Professional Police Association has put out a letter urging the village board to stop plans to disband the Sturtevant Police Department. They say local officers know the community better and respond faster than outside agencies would. There's been talk of disbanding the department and contracting with the Racine County Sheriff's Office or Mount Pleasant Police. The police union warns that cutting the department could mean less police coverage and slower responses, especially during busy hours. They want public forums and more community input before any final decision is made. A Sturtevant Village Board meeting starts at 6 tonight at Village Hall. The cause of the fire on DeCoven isn't yet known. A house fire yesterday morning on DeCoven Avenue in Racine led to about $60,000 in damages and no injuries. Firefighters got there at about 6:15 and had that fire under control in about 20 minutes. The Red Cross is helping people that lived in the home. The crossing in Kenosha County where a fatal collision took place Sunday was just a simple stop sign on a rural farm road. The deadly crash in Wheatland happened when a Canadian National train hit a pickup truck crossing the tracks on a private farm road. The crossing has a stop sign but no gates or lights. The victim has been identified as 78-year-old Leonard Loyce. He was the only person in the truck and died at the scene. An investigation remains ongoing. And tonight, Racine and Kenosha are joining thousands of communities across the country for National Night Out. In Racine, activities begin at 4 with a ceremony at the Quintala Cop House, followed by more than 35 block parties across the city in Mount Pleasant. Kenosha County will hold celebrations from 5 to 7 at places like Curtis Strange Elementary and the Dream Playground. Families can expect food, games, and entertainment as part of the nationwide effort to build stronger, safer communities. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
A setback for the Pack. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from the Packers training camp, where defensive back Nate Hobbs, who's been lining up with the first team, is now out for at least 3 weeks after having knee surgery over the weekend. Matt LaFleur.
The thing that you admire most about him is he's passionate about the game and he loves to compete. That's one of the reasons why we went out and got him. He shows it and he's that consistently on a daily basis.
The team has brought back defensive back Corey Ballantyne after he was let go last week by the Colts. Baseball, Brewers and the Braves play again tonight in Atlanta. The Crew winning 3-1 last night. They've now won 12 in a row with Quinn Priester on the mound.
With how much usage that Uribe and Mears and Koenig and the usage that they've gotten is just astronomical. But to now have Quinn give you a break and, you know, to be able to get 7 innings in a game is huge. It's a great thing. Really important.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Today's writing forecast is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at hoglawyer.com. Nothing shouts independence like the freedom and relaxation of the open road. But sometimes that road gets crowded. So before you hop on the bike this summer, make sure that you're properly insured by calling the Hog Lawyer at 888-999-6644. He'll look your policy over free of charge and with no obligation, so that you're free to relax and enjoy the road ahead. And the Hog Lawyer knows his stuff. He's the lawyer who rides at 888-999-6644 or online at hoglawyer.com.
We are going to have a little more of that hazy wildfire smoke out there again today. Otherwise, mostly sunny. Our high right around 81 this afternoon. Tonight, clear 67. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high near 82. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
Sleep deprivation in a mother leads to murder. It's true. My wife's a beautiful woman, and she installs faith in life. She's like, you know, the kids, and make sure you thank God for a wonderful day, and just thank Him for everything we have, and just we're blessed. And but if she don't nap, if she don't sleep, the devil goes, I'll take over from here. And there is nothing worse than waking up as a man in the middle of the night, like 5 a.m, and your wife's just sitting on the edge of the bed. Just staring at you. Baby, what are you doing up so early? Up so early? I haven't been to bed yet. I haven't had any sleep whatsoever. We came to bed together at 10, and we went to bed. No, no. You fell asleep at 10. And who can fall asleep when you fall asleep? Because you pass out, your mouth is always facing my way, and your breath is disgusting. It's disgusting. You need to go to a doctor. I have no eyebrows left because of your breath blowing on my face.
pretend that I'm missing the lips I am missing, and hope that my dreams will come true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day, and I'll send all my loving to you. All my loving I will send to you. Close your eyes and I'll kiss you. Tomorrow I'll miss you. Remember, I'll always be true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day, and I'll send all my loving to you. All my loving I will send to you.
Local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. Good morning. It's 7:12. Looking for sunshine today with smoke. Highs near 79. Clear. Lows around 67 tonight. Sunny tomorrow. Highs near 82. Right now it's sunny with a little bit of smoke and 70 degrees at Radio Park. Still difficult to say that. Smoke in the air. But I don't know why every year the people in Canada can't control those wildfires. Happens every year so far. Hey, you enjoy watching cat videos on YouTube? There's an annual event called Cat Video Fest, believe it or not. Happened this past weekend in movie theaters all across the country. This guy in Seattle edits the best cat videos together into a full-length motion picture. It had a running time of 73 minutes this year. Nothing but cat videos. But the good part is he raised over $1 million for charity since doing this back in 2019. So, hey, it's going for a good cause. Cat videos. I watch dog videos all the time, so what can I tell you? 7:13, local news, timeless hits. Only here at WRJN. Right now, I got the grassroots on the radio. Here's Sooner or Later.
Sooner or later.
Sooner or later.
grassroots sooner or later. It's 7:15 local news. Timeless hits at WRJN. Remember during COVID, people working from home? A lot of people got kind of used to that. So the question is, would you take a 25% pay cut to work from home forever? More than 1 in 7 people said yes, they would. 39% would give up their health insurance. Oh, yeah. 53% would work an extra 10 hours a week. 52% would give up Netflix. But this one really shocked me. 34% of people just to work from home for the rest of their lives would give up their right to vote. You got to be kidding me. Who would want to give up that right, huh? All right. Here's Brian Hyland with that bikini song.
She was afraid to come out of the locker. She was as nervous as she could be. She was afraid to come out of the locker. She was afraid that somebody would say.
2, 3, 4. Tell the people what she wore.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow.
Stick around, we'll tell you more.
She was afraid to come out in the open, so a blanket around her she wore. She was afraid to come out in the open, and so she sat bundled up on a shelf.
2, 3, 4, tell the people what she wore.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow.
Around, we'll tell you more.
Now she's afraid to come out of the water, and I wonder what she's gonna do. Now she's afraid to come out of the water, and the poor little girl's turning blue.
2, 3, 4, tell the people what she wore.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore.
Island, the itsy bits, teeny weeny, yellow polka dot bikini at 7:18 local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. All right, this is kind of a sweet story. This is a little bit of Kleenex here you might need for your eyes. Some lady was having a really bad day and decided to cheer herself up with a frozen yogurt. So she went into the store, but a guy and his little kid noticed her crying in the car. So when the woman came back to her car, there was a $10 bill inside the door handle and a note that read, "Your froyo is on us. We hope tomorrow is a better day." And that's sweet. I get teary-eyed just thinking about that. That's so sweet. It's 7:19 local news, timeless hits at WRJN. How about Pete with the beat now? I think I'm going to cry.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Still lots of time for summer fun in Wisconsin as the state fair is in full swing. There are lots of good music options, especially if you like a trip down memory lane. Some of the acts include Boys to Men, Darius Rucker, that's Hootie without the blowfish, Queensryche, Great White, and Quiet Riot, that's a trio that will blow the roof off the joint even at an outdoor venue. Party safely, folks. Actress Lonnie Anderson has passed away. Anderson played Secretary Jennifer Marlowe on the show WKRP in Cincinnati, which ran from 1978 to 1982. Anderson had built up a decent resume doing guest starring roles before getting the chance to audition. At first, she turned down the role, saying she didn't want to be a stereotypical blonde. The producers took her notes and made her the secretary that doesn't get coffee, doesn't take dictation, and is the smartest person in the room. She was nominated for an Emmy twice for the role. Lonnie Anderson was 79 years old. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
WRJN is more than just radio. Check out WRJN.com for local and state news, fun poll questions, sports schedules, streaming, podcasts, and local event calendars. You can also suggest songs and sign up for our WRJN newsletter, Reaching Racine Beyond the Radio, online at WRJN.com.
Kiss me, but her heart was full of lies. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
I was a fool. Oh yeah.
She told me how she cared for me and that we'd never part. And so for the very first time, I gave away my heart. Poor little fool. Gone and I knew she lied to me. She left me with a broken heart, won her victory. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
I was a fool. Oh yeah.
Well, I played this game with other hearts, but I never thought I'd see the day when someone else would play love's foolish game with me. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool. I was a fool. Oh yeah.
Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
It's Ricky Nelson, Poor Little Fool. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. It's 7:23. A 16-year-old kid went to a question and answer forum online and asked, how could people work 9 to 5 every single day with only weekends and 4 weeks of vacation off and not feel like they're wasting their lives? To that 16-year-old kid, I would say, you'll find out soon enough. Hey, we've got tickets to give away to the Happy Together Tour coming this Sunday night at the State Fair. For your chance to win, it's coming up in just a few minutes. Right now, here's the Mamas and the Papas.
Words of love, so soft and tender, won't win a girl's heart anymore. If you love her, then you must send her somewhere where she's never been before. And longing gazes won't get you where you want to go.
No!
Words of love, soft and tender, won't win her. You ought to know by now. You ought to know, you ought to know by now. Words of love, soft and tender, won't win her. Where she's never been.
Elliott singing lead there. Words of love, Mamas and the Papas, local news, timeless hits, WRJN at 7:16. So a cop in New Jersey responded to a noise complaint after someone threw a live concert in their backyard. Turns out it was a bunch of teenagers. He told them they'd have to stop, but the cop made him a deal. He said they could play one more song if he could sit on drums. He did. The song Basket Case by Green Day. And there's always a deal to be made. 726 WRJN.
Always dreamed the boy I love would come along. And he'd be tall and handsome, rich and strong. Now that boy I love has come to me. But he sure ain't the way I thought he'd be.
Singing lead with the Crystals. He's sure the boy I love. 729, local news, timeless hits here, WRJN. All right, you going on a trip? I don't want to ruin it for you, but this might. Here are a couple of things hotels do not want you to know. You can't trust the drinking glasses in rooms. The main goal of the cleaning staff is to make sure everything looks clean. So a lot of times, they use the same dirty rag to wipe down the glasses in every room. Bed bugs, a real concern. Doesn't matter if it's a cheap motel or a five-star resort. They all have had them before, and they could have them again. Never put your luggage, your suitcase on the bed. Always check the corners of the mattress underneath the fitted sheet. And this one's surprising. People die in hotels all the time. One guy claimed it happened in almost half of the rooms at a dingy place he used to work at. It's obviously depending on the type of hotel you're staying at, he says, but still. What does this guy work at? The Bates Motel from the movie Psycho? That people are dying in the rooms all the time? 7:30 on the noggin. Let's check our morning news now. Once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Wildfire smoke from Canada is hanging over Wisconsin for the seventh day. The DNR says the air quality alert runs through noon today and again could be extended. Experts say the jet stream and a high-pressure system are pushing the smoke down into the state, making the air unhealthy to breathe for some. The Union for the Sturtevant Police Department is asking village leaders to rethink disbanding the local department. The Union for the Sturtevant Police Department is asking village leaders to rethink disbanding the local force. They say local cops know the area better, live here, and respond faster than outside agencies. There's been talk of disbanding the Sturtevant force and contracting with the Racine County Sheriff's Office. That talk will continue at a village board meeting tonight with the matter on an agenda. The union writes in a letter that fewer officers will mean slower responses and less protection during key times.
They say they want more open talks with the public before any changes happen. Party preparations are underway for big events across Racine and Kenosha today. Both communities, along with those across the country, are gearing up for the National Night Out. The annual event is meant to bring together communities and law enforcement. In Racine, the events kick off at 4 with a ceremony at the Quintala Cop House, followed by more than 35 block parties and gatherings across the city in Mount Pleasant. Kenosha County is hosting events at several locations, including Curtis Strange Elementary and the Dream Playground. Festivities everywhere will feature food, games, and entertainment for families. You can read more about the Racine events at racinecountyi.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Have you ever wondered what it takes to bring in a hot country artist to the county fair? I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report, and we're going to talk about it this morning. Chris Hesse and Melissa Wolken join us from Variety Attractions out of Ohio. They are entertainment consultants and talent buyers for fairs and festivals. They tell me a little bit about the price tag for a hot country artist.
Your big names, are $1 million and more, and your mid-level acts are anywhere from, $50,000 to $200,000.
And all the up-and-comers are kind of in that, $20,000 range or less, or even $20,000 to $50,000. And then they're growing really quickly. That's a new trend we're seeing, is they're getting really popular really quickly, and so their prices are changing really quickly. And there's also the cost that goes into the production. It's not just the band itself. They got catering, you have your lights and sound, the stage. There's a lot of different elements that go into putting on a show, and that's what we help our fairs with too.
A little behind the scenes from Chris Hesse and Melissa Wolken from Variety Attractions out of Ohio. They are entertainment consultants and talent buyers for fairs and festivals across the upper Midwest. And now the next time you visit a county fair concert, we'll talk market news after this.
Unique farming operations need unique financial solutions. Ag Country Farm Credit Services offers customized financing that fits any size farm, ranch, or agribusiness. The next time you're in the market for more land, equipment, facilities, or maybe even an operating loan, contact the team at Ag Country. They know agriculture and will work for you. Ag Country. Focused on ag, focused on you. Ag Country is an equal opportunity lender.
When hot weather strikes your cattle, milk production drops and feed intakes decrease. Summer heat also impacts the quality of your herd's reproduction. Protect your cows and grow your bottom line. Add BioVets Bovine Gold Light to your cow's daily ration. Bovine Gold Light keeps the herd hydrated, maintains milk production, and keeps your breeding program in check. Learn more about Bovine Gold Light at bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
Ahead of the weekend, dairy markets were mixed. Double A butter down 2¾ cents at 244.5. That is below the week's average for price and the week before that. The 40-pound block cheese closed up 2¼ cents at $1.70.5. That was above that week's average and the week prior. As news around trade deals and tariffs continue to evolve, that's certainly going to play a role in the marketplace today. We're also expecting a few reports from the U.S. Department of Agriculture this week. This afternoon, the crop condition report could shake up the marketplace. And then Tuesday afternoon, we'll hear more about dairy production from USDA. For the Midwest Farm Report on a Monday morning, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
There's still plenty of warm weather on the way, so make sure that you keep it cool all summer long and phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine to take advantage of their incredible $59 air conditioning tune and clean special. That's right, for just $59, the professionals at Building Waters will make sure that your AC unit is in perfect shape all season long. They're your one-stop shop, so give them a call today at 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
We are going to have a little more of that hazy wildfire smoke out there again today. Otherwise, mostly sunny. Our high right around 81 this afternoon. Tonight, clear 67. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high near 82. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 63.
You know, I used to say that I didn't care what other people thought of me. And I realize now, looking back, I said that at the height of my popularity. Hey, if I look older than when you saw me last, it's because I'm older than when you saw me last. And also, I stopped doing Botox and filler. I used to do Botox and filler back when I didn't care what other people thought of me. I'm here because I love doing stand-up, I miss doing stand-up, and I like making people happy, and I do care what people think. I think we all care what people think. We can say we don't. We can pretend we don't care what people think, but all it takes is trying to parallel park in front of a crowded outdoor cafe. The deep shame you feel when you give up and drive away. Even if you're meeting someone there, you're like, I'm so sorry, I couldn't make it. And they're like, yeah, you did. I was sitting right there. I was watching you.
Johnny Rivers, Baby, I Need Your Lovin', 740 Local News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Hey, coming up shortly, we've got tickets to give away to the Happy Together Tour. Excuse me, Happy Together Tour. I don't get choked up when I talk about it. At State Fair, it's coming up Sunday, 6 p.m. We've got some tickets waiting for you in just a couple of minutes right here at WRJN, so stand by for that. 740, Ford is patenting a system that would automatically report speeding vehicles to the police. Of course, not the Ford vehicles themselves, but other people's vehicles. They're going to use onboard cameras to snitch on other drivers. So that's not a bad thing. I guess it's not. Nobody wants to be a snitch, but, you know. give you the mark of the squealer going across your face. 740, local news, timeless hits, WRJN from 1968. Here's Paul Moriart, Love is Blue. Moriart, 743 local. Man, what's going on with me? 743 at WRJN. Sunshine today, a little smoky with a high near 79. Clear tonight, low 67. Sunny tomorrow, highs 82. Right now, some sunshine, a little smoke in the air. It's 70 degrees here at Radio Park. Hey, think your family's dysfunctional? Huh. What do you hear this story? A brother and sister in South Carolina got arrested after a family brawl involved a gun, a knife, a broom, and a can of bug spray. It all started when the sister told the brother he was cooking the chicken wrong. All got arrested. Your family doesn't seem that bad now, does it, huh? 743. Hey, we got tickets to give away to the Happy Together Tour coming up right after Gene Pitney.
It hurts to be in love when the only one you love turns out to be someone. So you cry a little bit.
Gene Pitney. Hurts to be in love. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN at 7:46. Looking for some sunshine and some smoke today. Highs near 79. Yeah, my throat gets irritated when I'm out there. It's like smoking a pack of Camels Unfiltered just walking through the streets. Sunny and 70 degrees right now here at Radio Park, and I've got some tickets to give away to the Happy Together Tour. It's hard to believe State Fair time is here, and WRJN is looking forward to another year of seeing the Turtles and the Happy Together Tour at State Fair Park. Now, this year, the Turtles are joined by Jay and the Americans, Little Anthony and the Imperials, Gary Puckett and the Union Gap, the Vogues, and the Cowsills. What a show! Sunday night, 6 p.m. at State Fair Park. Guess what I got for you now? Got a pair of tickets. If you haven't won anything with us in the past 60 days, give me a call right now. 262-634-9756. 262-634-9756. When the calls come in, I'm going to plunk down on one of them and give you a pair of tickets to go see the Happy Together Tour at State Fair Park. Again, the phone number, I'll say it slowly, 262-634-9756. Six. People say, you're saying it so fast. I can't understand it. All right. Let's see what we got here. Hi. What's your first name? Hello?
Joan.
Joan?
Yes.
You want to go see the Happy Together Tour at State Fair Park?
Yes.
Sunday night at 6?
Okay.
You do want to go? Okay.
Thank you.
Hey, Joan, what are you doing? Where are you? Are you at work? Are you traveling now? What are you doing?
No, I'm going to the gym. The Y.
You're going to the Y to work out? Oh, my goodness. All right.
Yeah.
I don't know. I tried it once. I didn't like it. All right, Joan, hold on the line just a second here, okay?
Okay.
Hold on. Get you those State Fair tickets to go see Jay and the Americans, Little Anthony, the Turtles, and the whole group. The Cowsills are going to be there and everything. Whoa. That should be a lot of fun. 7:48. And by the way, if you missed the tickets now, we have another pair to give away tomorrow morning right here at WRJN.
When words fall short, let Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha speak for you with stunning floral arrangements. For birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, and corporate events, let their breathtaking bouquets and elegant designs set the perfect tone. Include indulgent DeBrand truffles or a signature Carrie's candle featuring relaxing scents like Wisconsin Northwoods, Ocean Breeze, or Mom's Home. Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Enter the spacious parking lot from 75th Street just west of 30th Avenue. Open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Want to feel good from the inside out? At Aero Smoothies and Cafe, they blend real fruit. No syrups, no fillers, just pure, nutritious ingredients your body will thank you for. From antioxidant-rich acai bowls to protein-packed smoothies, every bite and sip is designed to fuel your day naturally. With fresh toppings like chia seeds, almond butter, granola, and more, it's the healthy choice that actually tastes amazing. Come nourish yourself at Aero Smoothies and Cafe, 424 Main Street in downtown Racine, where health meets flavor every single time.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Nothing shouts independence like the freedom and relaxation of the open road. But sometimes that road gets crowded, and unfortunately, accidents can happen in a split second on a motorcycle. So if you're ever injured or in an accident, phone the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer at 888-999-6644, and trust an experienced, compassionate, and aggressive attorney to protect your rights. That's 888-999-6644, or online at hoglawyer.com.
WRJN.
She's got it. Yeah, baby.
Shocking Blue, Venus, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Sunshine today, a little smoky, highs near 79. Right now it's sunny and 70 right here with a little bit of smoke in the air at Radio Park. It's 7:54. You know, people are just plain crazy sometimes. Check this story out. This guy in Indonesia allegedly stabbed his friend to death over the classic riddle, which came first, the chicken or the egg? His friend didn't know, and he stabbed him. You know, people are crazy all over. Just don't be living next to them when they go off, all right? Man, I'm so happy for the people I know. I don't think they're crazy. I don't think so. They haven't gone off yet anyway. All right, I've got the Stones. Get off my cloud.
I live on the palm and on the 99th floor of my block. And I sit at home looking out the window, imagining the world has stopped. Kind of detergent fact. I said, hey!
Got the Stones still in concert, still performing. Whoa. We got a survey here. They found the jobs people would do if they quit their real job. Here were the top five. Starting a restaurant, running a bed and breakfast in another country. A friend of mine quit his job in radio and started a bed and breakfast. He was back in radio before you know it. He said it's not an easy place to do, you know, to run a bed and breakfast. Also writing a novel, owning a bar, and here's my favorite, being a chocolate taster. Yeah, I could do that. I can quit this gig. Go taste some chocolate. I love it. 7:57 local news. Timeless hits at WRJN right now. Got Dion the Belmonts, Teenager in Love.
Each time we have a quarrel, it almost breaks my heart. Cause I'm so afraid that we will have to part. Must I be a teenager in love? One day I feel so happy, the next day I feel so sad. I guess I'll learn to take the good with the bad. Cause each night I ask the stars up above, why must I be a teenager in love? Must I be a teenager in love? I cried a tear for nobody but you. I'll be a lonely one if you should say we're through. Well, if you want to make me cry, that won't be so hard to do. And if you should say goodbye, I'll still go on loving. Must I be a teenager in love? Why must I be a teenager in love? Why must I be a teenager in love?
Local news, timeless hits here at WRJN with Dion of the Belmonts, Teenager in Love. It's exactly 8 o'clock on the nose now.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A group of Texas Democrats remains out of state while supporters demonstrate back home.
Texas democracy under attack. What do we do?
Stand up, fight back!
Governor Greg Abbott's ordered civil arrests of lawmakers like Ann Johnson, who fled to Illinois to hold up a vote on a new congressional map that would add more seats for Republicans.
I don't have a single constituent that likes the idea of going in on election day and already knowing the outcome of the election because politicians picked you as opposed to you picking your politicians.
Texas Republican Congressman Carl Tepper.
You know, it's a little bit of a tantrum. These maps are really just a reflection of the voting trends of the people of Texas.
Massive wildfires are spreading.